Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Sarah Keewer.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello!
Mickey, Mickey, Mickey,
Mickey. Sarah.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything swell?
Everything swell. Took care of a dog last weekend.
I love a dog. What kind of dog? Tell me about it.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Cockapoo, I think.
Cockapoodle-doo.
Yeah. But it's one, they have like the breeds where they have the short hair, but also we are, the one that we took care of was like long-haired.
A long-haired cockapoo.
Cockadoodle-poo.
I got a question for you. It's a quandary that's come up.
Okay.
In the ethical debate category.
Ooh.
I was talking about it with my friends only yesterday.
Oh my God, I have a quandary for you. You go first.
Is it an ethical quandary?
Well, yeah, sure.
What do you think, and we don't often do this because we usually tell each other stories, but I thought, you know what? I'm going to take this to Mickey to get Mickey's opinion. What do you think is the, and this is also, I'm going to say this.
So much preamble
for
this. And
it's going to sound like I'm hinting at something about you. This has nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. I just want your ethics.
Right. But I will think it's about me.
Oh, you will.
Yeah.
What do you think that the is the appropriate approach to telling somebody?
Oh God, is
who
it me?
Is who is consistently Dutch? No. What do you think the ethics are?
Yeah.
What do you do when somebody is consistently smelly?
Smelly. Oh, that is funny. Yeah. How would anyone you ask that of not think it's about them?
But it's not about you. It's not about you.
But how could you not?
It's not about you.
I just want to apologize for everyone in this room for smelling so bad.
Not about you. It's about somebody else I do a podcast with.
Oh no! You don't do a podcast with anyone else.
No, it's not about you, but we were talking about
it
yesterday.
Got it.
And I was like, well, this is an interesting thing.
It is really interesting.
How do you approach it?
Sitcom-y way is just like throwing a lot of deodorant at them.
Yeah.
I
or
don't
like hose piping them down.
Honestly, I am not confrontational, and I think I would just deal with it.
But it's hard, isn't it? Because it actually, in the scheme of things, is a decent friend act to go, hey, listen, really care about
you. Okay, so this is one of your friends?
No, it's not one of my friends. It's not a real person. We were talking about it. I can't remember how we got onto it.
But yeah.
We were talking about it from like...
It just would depend who it is. Because, like, it depends what your relationship with that person is. Because if you feel comfortable enough to say, hey, this is really uncomfortable.
Love you to pieces.
Love you to pieces. But you just smell a bit.
You're stinky.
You stinky as shit.
Stinky poo-poo. Yeah.
Okay.
And something must
Anyway, is it now gotten to the point where you need to tell me something?
Listen. This is super uncomfortable. And love you to bits. Love you to bits.
But you stinky, stinky.
No, I just think it's a really tricky one.
It's so hard.
Because it's that difficult thing of like, it's actually an act of friendship.
So I have a good story about this. So my sister told me this story recently. She'd met up with a girl that she knew from her high school. And they weren't like friends or anything like that. But she was just a girl in their class. I don't know why they met up. But they hadn't seen each other for like 20 years or whatever it is. Not that long. But not for a long time. And this girl said, I always remember you, to my sister, because you told me that I smell. And like, in a really nice way. Brooke, my sister, had taken her aside and said, like, I think you could use this, and had bought her some deodorant.
Oh, that's really nice. That's the right way to do it.
And yeah, and so, and apparently was just really nice, but also just direct, and just said, I think you could use this. And this girl, it turned out, was just from a very tricky home situation and was not being properly cared for.
Oh no.
But had said to my sister, that was really meaningful to me, and that really changed my life and sort of made me have to take more responsibility for myself because it wasn't coming.
Think about what
wasn't
I
coming. Yeah, it wasn't coming from anyone else.
Oh my god, that's so nice.
Yeah,
really touching.
Really touching. Yeah, I just remember that. Yeah.
Well, that's the right way to do it.
That's the right way to do it.
Hey, also that provides a solution in the moment.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do to somebody is go like, "Hey, listen, just so you know, you're kind of smelly. Anyway, have a nice day."
Yeah.
Like, and then they have to spend the rest of the day thinking, "Oh my god, I stink.
I smell." Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas if you offer them that solution,
yeah,
that then they can solve the problem.
Well, I have a very different quandary.
What's your quandary?
Okay, mine is, I read this one somewhere. Would you rather get $1 million now?
Yeah, dollars?
£1 million now.
£1 million.
Or start your life over as a baby?
£1 million now. £1 million now every time?
Mm. What? No. Start your life over as a baby knowing everything you know now.
Oh, sometimes I do think about
this.
But then I worry that I would be like taken to like a science facility because I don't think I'd have enough chill as a baby to like pretend that I was still a baby.
So this is so funny because I thought about that exactly the same thing. I was like, I'm getting way too in the nitty gritty of the problem of like, am I a sentient baby?
I'm creepy baby.
I'm creepy. Am I boss baby?
I'm creepy baby that can't stop making like sex jokes.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, that's a fucking, like socially I'd be a freak.
Yeah.
And then also the other concern I have with it is that like, if I'm a baby, but I've got all of the knowledge I have now, everyone's like, this baby is a genius.
Yes.
And then by the time that baby is like
reaches
60
this age,
or whatever, you go, no, this is a pretty average person.
Well, you hit whatever age you are now, and all of a sudden, all your gifts are gone. No longer are you a fucking, telling everyone, like, there's a pandemic coming.
Oh, so do we go back in time?
You go back in time as well.
Yeah, you have no idea.
You have no idea.
Literally, this is where I left, so nobody's in.
What if it was like £1 million now or starting over at 17 with everything you know now?
Do I get any money?
You don't get any money.
£1 million now. I like myself way more now than I did at 17.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes I do wish that I could go back to my 17-year-old self and tell them to get a haircut.
Yeah. Just chop it off.
I sometimes fantasize about just popping in and going, hey, mate, come here. Come here.
Yeah.
And then being like, what the fuck? And I'd be like, I'm you.
Yeah. Look how cool I look.
Go and get a haircut.
Go and get a haircut.
Take this photo.
Yeah. And you don't need to have this hair.
And don't go to the salon that your mum goes to. Just no. Like, just go anywhere else.
Go anywhere else. Go on a day trip to London.
You won't regret it. Yeah.
Go get yourself.
Don't think about this too much.
And Nick from the Backstreet Boys haircut.
But the problem with is that like there's so many parts of my life now that I still that I want.
Yes.
That I wouldn't want to lose.
Yeah.
And I know that if I went back in time and did anything differently.
Yeah, butterfly effect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if I went back in time, told my 17-year-old self to get a haircut, I would probably be like maybe a happier, more self-assured person.
Well, I think
like
the question...
confident, less depressed.
Yeah.
Wouldn't get into comedy, wouldn't like do all the things I've done now.
But I think the question is just like, it's basically for people who are like, are you happy now? Or do you regret? Do you have regrets? Like, it's like... because people who are like, no, I want to go back in time are probably people who are not happy
I
now.
I want that time back.
Yeah.
If I was older.
Maybe, yeah.
Be interesting, wouldn't it? Be interesting to ask this question. We should ask this question to each other like every 5 years.
Every 5 minutes. How about now?
Yeah. What about now? Now? And now? I'd be like, I'll go back to the age I met you.
Yeah.
Stop this.
Stop that from happening. There's a lot of stuff. Because you just get into like, there's a lot of stuff that I would have done differently.
Yeah.
But that's just life. Like, that's what. I'm that's what you're supposed to want.
A calendar reminder for 5 years from now.
I would love that.
For us.
Can we all just appreciate the idea that Sarah thinks that in 5 years we're not sick to death of each other?
Oh, we will be. But then we have to come back into the studio.
We have to do a revival podcast.
What year is it this year?
2023.
So what's 5 years from now? 2028?
Oh my God.
June 1st.
It's happening already. I'm sick of Sarah now.
June 1st, 2028.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm busy.
As if.
I'm putting it in.
As if. Yeah, put it in. Because it's just funny. It will just be funny to find it.
Wait, how am I going to ask Missy the question?
Missy, you think my name is Missy?
Yeah, ask Missy the question. In 5 years, I'll know your real name. I could have put it.
All right, we have to get a guest in.
We must.
We have to get a guest in.
Okay.
Let's do it. Our guest today is the amazing, wonderful... beautiful.
Very talented.
Very talented.
Very funny.
Stephen Bailey.
He's brilliant.
He's brilliant.
Very talented comedian, very talented actor, presenter, podcaster, writer.
All of it.
Everything.
Everything.
Ooh. Nonstop.
Let's get him in.
Let's get him
in.
In. Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode. Stephen Bailey.
Is that all that happened?
That's all that happened. Just shout your name. We just shout your name.
I thought I'd get like a big build up.
Oh, we do that when you're not here.
Yeah.
We build you up.
Oh, we build you up good though.
Right. Yeah. Gorgeous.
Build you up good and proper. Yeah.
Have you ever heard Kate? You probably haven't. Kate Thornton's White Wine Question Time podcast. No. Okay, well, I'm obsessed with it. And her intros are like 6 minute long and they're amazing. And every guest just feels like, and I always think, I wonder what she'd do for mine. I thought I'd get something similar today, but.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Well, you do get an intro, but we don't do it in front of you because we get embarrassed and shy.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah, slack you off.
We slack you off good.
If anything, I believe that you should slack people off behind their backs.
Don't you think it'd be really funny if somebody did that with the podcast, though? It's like, this person's actually really irritating. The conversation's really stilted. I had a horrible time. Anyway,
I have heard stuff like that though, where people are like, "You'll hear in this conversation that we do not agree on everything, and that we actually find it quite tricky." And blah, blah. And I'm like, "Oh, that's really interesting." That
makes you listen though.
Yeah, I'm.
It does make you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a bit of friction in this one. You're like, "Fucking get it in me."
Oh well, let's try it then. Let's try and do a bit of friction in this one.
Okay.
Yeah. Fucking Stephen Bailey.
Yeah.
Problematic.
Problematic.
You're here, are you?
Yeah. Nice of you to show up.
Well, it's very nice to see you. It is nice.
It
to
actually
see you.
Is. It's actually we're too nice. We don't.
You don't see anyone post pandemic. I found you just like on.
So do you live in Manchester now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
We're the first people you've seen since the pandemic.
Yes. Oh my God. It's been hard. I'm thrilled to see you both. It's I can't believe lockdown's only been lifted today, the 1st of June 2023.
Sure, yeah.
As we record this.
Sure,
yeah.
It was today.
This is the first in studio episode of this podcast we've done.
It's just nice to look everyone in the eye.
Yeah.
Refreshing.
Thank you.
Beautiful blue eyes.
All around, actually.
All around.
Oh yeah.
That doesn't actually happen, guys. That's beautiful.
What does that say about the diversity of this podcast?
I love how professional this podcast looks, because I did not expect that from either of you.
Blue what?
Oh, okay. The friction's in.
I thought someone's just set the friction.
Yeah. Okay. So what did you expect? Just two people screaming into a cup?
Yeah.
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 I thought it'd be on like string.
That is the vibe.
I thought maybe like 10 minutes before you'd be like, actually, can we do it remotely?
On Zoom.
Yeah.
Because of the pandemic.
Because of the pandemic. Yeah. Everyone's safety.
Well, no. We're very professional people, aren't
we,
Mickey?
I love it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's my radio voice.
Yeah.
That's
How
right.
How did you two come together? Like, were you always friends or were you just like, hey?
Like this.
Yeah. Multiple
times we came together.
How do you describe that for the audio listeners?
Yeah, can you put that in words?
Dirty. But you said come together and I always...
you meant like...
Yeah, like coming.
Chism together.
How
together.
Would we...
Come
orgasm together.
Climax.
In a beautiful...
Orgasm.
In a beautiful way.
Reluctantly, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
See, it started the friction.
I would do it enthusiastically.
Sarah, not so much.
Yeah.
Oof, I hate when that happens. I just feel like, oh my God, it's like got to do the bedding and stuff like that. It's so annoying.
Really?
Well, if you don't.
When someone comes too enthusiastically.
Do you feel disappointed? Do you feel like you have to justify having an orgasm for the bed sheets? Is that what you mean?
No, I just feel like.
It's a waste of a hot wash.
No, exactly that. In a cost of living crisis.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, we're going to have to change the bed in, and oh my God, I only did it a few nights ago. Like,
yeah.
I find it a nightmare.
Would you consider like a bedpan or anything like that?
Maybe one of those, you know, like those. Like one of those plastic covers you put up and you just wipe down.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely. Nice.
Yeah.
Like, or like a home birth.
I don't know if that would be.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now I don't want to do that.
Oh, okay. Have I taken the sex appeal away?
Yeah.
Have you considered just sleeping on the crusty jizz?
Yes, and I don't want to do that.
Okay.
You've really considered it.
I've really thought about it. I just think, I'm in my 30s now. I don't know about you two, but I don't want
to. We're all in our 30s now. Yeah. We're all blue-eyed 30-year-olds.
I feel like I'm hurtling towards death. I don't know about you, but... Everyone always says about like your 40s being like, that's when you start to feel like self-assured and for yourself. And I feel like, well, I feel pretty self-assured, but I just feel tired, exhausted, worn down. My bones ache all the time.
It's relentless.
You got to take calcium.
Yeah.
And you just got to keep going till you don't.
We should ask Stephen some questions.
Ask Stephen the question that we've brought Stephen here to ask. You look nervous.
Thank fuck for that.
That's right. No, first we go broad. Are you a dweller? Yeah. Do you dwell on things?
Oh, I dwell on everything.
Yeah.
I really dwell on everything. As in like worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worry about everything. I really think things through. If I've made a decision, I really sit on it. I also, the flip side of that is I hold a grudge.
Do you?
Yeah, do you not?
Ooh.
I'm very forgetful. So I can be holding a grudge and then be like, I think I'm angry at that person, but I can't remember the details.
And then you don't remember if it was real or a dream.
Yeah. So I'd like to be able to hold a grudge, but I'm a bit thick.
No, you're
this is
not.
Great. This
you're
is great.
You're nice, Sarah.
We just haven't had like a grudge holder yet.
Yeah. Really?
And I really want, I'm very excited about
it. You've had a lot of guests that I'm...
Yeah, but just no one's like brought in that angle, I guess.
Oh.
How many grudges do you think you're holding right now?
Yeah, I love it.
I don't know, because I don't hold them within me all the time. However, like, I bin people off like that. Yeah, when I'm done.
Mm.
And then I just have no interest in coming back, which probably needs like a therapist and is not probably the nicest way to behave.
Do you have like a 3 strikes and you're out rule, or is it 1 strike, you're gone?
No, I think I put up a lot. It's not like, it's like, okay. And then I'm like, but then when I'm done, I am done. Mm. Do you remember MTV's hit show The Hills?
Yes. Were you done with them?
No, I love them. Lauren Conrad is my idol.
Elsie,
but when she said to Heidi, I want to forgive you and I want to forget you.
That was great.
That's me, but I don't do the forgiving.
Oh, okay.
Just forget.
I want to forget
them.
You.
That show was a triumph.
Triumph.
Remember the end when they like took the like scenery away?
Yeah, the reveal. That was Sarah. Do you know what we're talking about?
Absolutely not. Okay. No, I've got
okay.
No
this
idea.
Was like a reality TV show, and it was fan. I mean, it was
one of the first of its kind.
One of the first of its kind. It came out of Laguna Beach, and then a couple of the girls went on to live in Los Angeles.
Is it a bit sort of not Desperate Housewives?
Real Housewives. Real Housewives. It is a little yeah, bit, but like younger.
They okay. were younger.
It was like 19-year-olds moving yeah. to LA yeah.
like
from
Made
a beach
in Chelsea
town.
Yeah,
it was what Made in Chelsea was based on.
Oh, yes. Really,
a typical UK, we rob every idea. So The Hills is what Towie and the Made in Chelsea were based on.
So it was great. So it was that sort of like, but it was before people sort of understood that it was semi-scripted.
Yeah.
So what they did is, and the last episode, they like had like this I guess a scene with a big sunset behind them.
Yeah.
And then they took the sunset away, and it was just like,
so was
none of this is real.
Well, the question was what it? Was real?
Yeah.
And what was set up?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's like the Truman Show.
It was
like the Truman Show.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Yeah.
It was wonderful.
And that taught you how to forget people.
Well, not really. I just always think about Laura.
She had iconic lines. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she said to her ex-best friend, Heidi, the only thing left to do is to forgive and forget. And I really do. I want to forgive you. And I want to forget you.
Oh, that's giving me chills.
Yeah. Oh,
and gosh. It was the pause.
It was so good.
Do you think she thought of that in the middle of the night and woke up?
Well, she was also the less dramatic one. So yeah. It was quite...
You know she meant it.
Yeah.
I'm going to YouTube that one.
Oh, you have to.
I completely ghost people before ghosted was a word, though. I'd be like, once I'm done with someone, I'm just done.
Yeah.
Wow.
What were you thinking of it as? Wisping.
I don't know what that means.
Wisping someone rather than ghosting. You become a wisp in their lives.
Mm.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I wisp them.
I'm going to wisp you now.
I wisp myself away from this.
But it sounds a lot nicer than ghosting.
It does.
Yeah.
Also, because I just feel like I can't be bothered having this whole conversation. Then people go, like, you've already had several conversations, because it's not like... Mm. Like, people that are constantly late, I will no longer make plans with.
Really?
Yeah, and by the way, obviously there's a 15-minute rule for anyone.
Sure.
But when people are, like, an hour late...
Right.
I think that's rude.
Oh, well, I think that, like, I've just had to, like, give up on being annoyed about that, because I just know too many people who are often late.
Then you need to ditch them.
I don't think I'd have any friends.
Because you're always late.
I'm not, like, drastically late.
You're not.
I can be running.
You're not one of the ones I'm thinking of.
I'm a big faffer, but also my girlfriend, very late person.
Really?
She's a big faffer, and I find that difficult because she makes me even later than
I do. Do you let people know?
Yes.
Okay, well, I think that's redeeming.
And I send apology texts the whole time I'm on my way.
I have two very good friends who I know when you say 6, it will be 7.
Oh. I think that's unacceptable. Yeah. I think that is really fucking unacceptable.
It's all right if you build...
Say
if
fucking
you build,
7.
If you build
Say 7.
It into your life, if you build it into your lives.
I build it into my lives.
I've lied to Louisa about what time the table's booked.
So that you actually arrive on time?
Yeah.
No, I think that's annoying.
But one time I made the mistake of, when she was almost ready, I went...
Don't worry,
the table's actually booked at half.
What is her reasoning for constantly being late? Because it can't be a personality trait.
Stephen's about to break up your relationship.
She just fills the time. She,
what do you mean she fills the time?
I don't know how she does it, Stephen. If I knew, I would prevent it.
Dump
I would stop
her.
It.
Dump her.
Fine, I will.
Thank
if
you.
It was for anything, it would have been the celiac thing.
What, a breakup with her because she's a celiac?
Yeah. You would have been like,
make me look bad.
I would never be with anyone who can't deal with gluten.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. My cousin's a celiac. My mum's always like, she's just scared of bread.
Yeah. We have a phobia of bread.
Yeah. It's not a very serious disease. Yeah, she's just a bit scared of it.
Yeah. Her version of Freddy Krueger is somebody who's got breadsticks on their hands.
See, that's my dream. That is somebody who I would nibble all their fingers.
Right? Breadsticks?
The perfect man.
Oh,
they're the best.
God, I'll bring my own garlic mayo.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
So, we must ask you.
Yes. No, I love it.
Have you ever had a big near-miss experience?
I thought that was totally going to go somewhere else then after where we've been. I really thought you were just going to go straight and ask if I had a big dick. And I was like...
Have you ever had a big dick?
So I was thinking about this in all different ways. And I think a near-miss I had was kind of like one of those, do you know, like, which pill to pick? Like, left or right?
Ooh, yeah. Life, Matrix.
Where... So my first boyfriend and I, we went to one university because I wanted to be with him forever. So I was like, I'm going to go to university. He did. And I was actually a bit of a genius at French, which is ridiculous. So I'd done really well in French. But I didn't want to do French because with French, you had to do a year abroad or as middle class call it a gap year. And I didn't want to do that because I didn't want to leave my boyfriend for a year.
This is adorable.
So we went to university. I studied criminology. Everyone wore like black, grey, beige. And I thought, this is not on brand for me already. Mm. Not at any point was I a performer in my life at this point. Oh, and that person's ringing me. And and then I basically was like, went to this criminology course, was like, what am I doing here? But then loved him. But then he left me to go to the Navy and then out straight, which is the wrong way round.
In the Navy?
Don't even start me. We'll be here. It's a whole other podcast. It's a what the fuck? What's it called? Thank
you. What the fuck is going on?
And then I went and worked at Sainsbury's for a year full time. Because I was already working there part-time as a student. But I freaking loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved all the women, all the customers. It was on the doorstep. Obviously, that was a lot of money for someone of that age.
Yeah, full-time.
And they offered me a full-time job, and I nearly stayed and didn't go back to uni. And I could be a store manager now.
You would be such a good store manager.
I would be such a good store manager. Yeah. Does that count as a near miss? I don't know if it would be a bad thing, but...
Well, yeah, I think it anything just, counts as a new...
Yeah, it's also like sliding doorsy.
Sliding doorsy, that's what I was thinking.
But it doesn't matter because they're kind of linked together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I really think about that all the time, being like, because I had a boyfriend who worked at the WH Smiths at the airport after the last one.
Mm.
And he got a house in Stockport. And I thought...
This is it.
You can move to Stockport.
This is my 2.4 children life.
Yeah.
This is it. I'm just going to be... a heteronormative gay in Stockport. We worked in retail. Little did I know 20 years later we'd be replaced by machines.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And so we would have been fucked.
Can't predict that.
Yeah, couldn't have predicted that.
They still have store managers.
But there was just...
Stationery up to your arm.
They still have store managers.
They still have a store manager. Yeah. And there was just a little bit of me that was like, if I'd stayed on that path even for another year, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. You would have altered the course of everything. What made you say no? You went back to uni.
I went back to uni and I really feel like I said no because I feel like my dad bullied me into an education.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Oh, idiots.
What a horrible bully.
That's such boomer attitude, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they were, because in their generation, it was like the people who went to uni got the good jobs.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Whereas in our generation, it was kind of the other way around. Like people who got a trade were the ones that were like really well.
Yeah.
So that is always something I was thinking about, being like, oh my God, I wonder if I'd be happier. I wonder if I'd feel more stable.
Do you think you'd have a catchphrase as a store manager?
You think store managers have catchphrases?
Yeah, what do you think mine would be?
I reckon some of them must have stock phrases that they use every day.
Did you ever work in a supermarket?
No, I've never worked in a supermarket.
Okay, I have.
I've worked in bars, but they're not supermarkets, are they?
That's actually different, yeah.
I got fired after a bar for 4 hours. I'd done 4 hours and they fired me.
Why'd they fire you?
I kept giving free drinks out.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
But in my defense, I was a big fan of the hit film Coyote Ugly. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I think we're the
and
same
they
person.
They did that all the time. They were like it's shots and hell
they
no
were.
H2O.
They were.
And I thought, yeah, hell no H2O.
What happened to that guy?
Adam, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, he was just in that film and then nothing.
Nothing else.
He was really hot. He actually came here and was a judge on Sky One's Got to Dance.
Really?
Yes,
was he a dancer?
Yes, he was.
He was really hot. He was Australian.
Often people like that start cults, don't they? Do you know the guy in How to Lose a Guy? No, not How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Matthew McConaughey.
No, 10 Things I Hate About You. The guy who plays the hot asshole, Johnny. So you know how there's like a...
The Things I Hate About You is with Heath Ledger.
Yeah, but you know who plays the hot asshole, so the conflict, the villain in it?
Oh, I've forgotten. All I remember is Heath Ledger.
Yeah, so there's Heath Ledger and then there's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes.
And then there's another guy...
Oh, I don't remember.
Who is this dumb idiot who's like meant to be a model and he's really good looking, but everyone... he's like the cool guy that the sister... Like, it's the love rival with the sister.
Right.
He has started a strange religious cult now.
Really?
He didn't do any other acting, really, and now he has a weird religion.
Seems very Hollywood.
Yeah,
you know?
It does, yeah.
Because it was that woman a lot of from Smallville.
Yes! She Nexium. Was a groomer.
Nexium cult, yeah.
She was a groomer.
Great podcast about that called Escaping Nexium.
Oh.
Yeah. It was so mad.
Yeah.
Crazy. So mad.
So mad.
I definitely feel like I'm someone that could probably get swept up into a cult and be like, oh, this seems
that
fun.
For you.
And then, but then I would be that proper person with the way I am, where it's like, okay, I'm done now. And I would have the difficulty escaping.
Sainsbury's. Yes.
Yeah, that is what happened.
You could have been in the Sainsbury's cult.
The Sainsbury's cult. I bet it's hard to
get
out.
I love that Sainsbury's. I loved it. We once found, I shouldn't say.
Say.
There was once found some pink knickers.
Oh,
in
that
the freezer,
that is a good day.
In the warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Oh God.
Which is the only place that didn't have security cameras on.
Oh my God, Stephen, this is
so. I am not confirming anything. Obviously, I am simply alleging anything could have happened. They could have, fallen off a hanger and just blown into the thing.
Sure. In a hot day,
but
she wants cold
there
pants.
There is the possibility.
Yeah.
Through my hypotheses, which is only my opinion.
Yeah.
Yes, I go out for
criminology.
Lawyer. Thank you. I think I sucked in this information.
Yes.
That two of the overnight staff could potentially have been having an affair in the only place...
Where there's no security camera.
Where there's no CCTV.
So good.
In the freezers.
So good. Yeah. Chilly, but good.
Really chilly.
Smaller when it's chilly though, isn't
it? I loved working in the supermarket.
Which one did you work at?
Well, I worked in the Dutch, I think it's like the Dutch equivalent of Sainsbury's. It's called the Albert Heijn.
Mm.
And
Were you at night staff? Were you having an affair with a colleague in the basement?
Well, I just remember there was this one girl who was my sister's friend from school, and she ended up not going to uni because the same thing. So they offered her a full time, and she just loved it. She just loved the community and the company, and people really were company people.
I think the community is a big thing. I have a lot of friends that are actually still there,
right?
And they are department managers, or they work for head office, or they're regional managers.
And there's a real way up. If you want to work your way up, especially in these big chains, you really can.
And once you get up, it's fucking good money.
Yes. Yeah.
When I was in school, I tried to get a job in the local co-op in my village. And I did an interview and the interview went well. And then they went, are you happy to work Saturdays and Sundays? And I went, no.
Oh, Sarah.
I went, no.
When else do you think they're hiring you for?
I was hoping I could do a couple of hours after school or something. But they were expect to come and actually do these shifts?
Yeah.
We close at 6. Yeah. We're a village.
I literally haven't thought it through at all.
I was one of the people that worked the moving.
Whatever. Till, yeah.
The checkout.
Yeah. Oh, you don't name the the moving
the conveyor belt.
You don't name the conveyor belt, right? Okay, so
you
I work
name for the conveyor belt.
Yeah, I think so. Now I'm blanking, but I feel like the term that we have for it has the conveyor belt in it.
Okay.
But right. Anyway, so I worked at Till's, and one day, on Thursdays, we closed at 9, and then my dad came in 10 to 9 to shop.
Did you have to throw him out?
And yeah, that was so annoying, wasn't it?
It was so, and those people were the worst.
Yeah.
And he was like, and you know, they had a very traditional, like, my mum did the shopping. So it was my dad's, he obviously had just like forgotten and had to do it because.
Yeah. And then took ages.
Oh
my
God.
It was so embarrassing.
Because what they do is they lock the door at 10 so no one else can come in. But if you're still in, you can finish what you're doing. Like people would walk in at like 3 minutes to and you'd be like, you're kidding me.
And he was like, I'm so sorry. But it's not like he was not doing the rest of the shopping.
Yeah.
Like he was just doing it while saying sorry.
Quite a lot though. I'm often that person, like after a gig, I'll get in there at like 5 to 10.
But isn't it just because you're like, you're picking up one or two things?
Yeah, I won't do like a full shop.
No, never a full
shop. My dad came in like 10 minutes beforehand and got a car.
Yeah, it's so rude.
It was ridiculous. So I have never. It was
feeling the difference.
One of the most embarrassed I've ever been, I think, in my life. Like, there I am as like a 15-year-old, you know, with my after-school job working the tails, and people are just like, "That's your dad."
Everyone hates that guy.
Yeah.
What would your jobs have been if you stuck to the thing that wasn't comedy?
If I just stayed in the job I had.
Yeah, sure.
Where did I work? I've worked in all sorts of places.
Yeah, I don't think I had like a...
Like, was any of those places then like potential career vibes?
No, not really. I was a shop girl for a summer.
A shop girl.
So I could have maybe like worked my way up to be like the person who organises the shop girl.
You were a shop girl?
Yeah, I was a shop girl.
I found this extremely hard to imagine.
Me too.
Good at being a shop girl.
Did you drink the shots?
No. I didn't want them. It was this specific company in Nottingham that did like milkshake shots, and I couldn't think of anything worse.
Yeah.
And I was really, really good at it. And then I went in for a meeting with the guy who owned it because me and the other girl had sold more shots than anyone else. And I think it was because I had a lot of charisma and could flirt with men, but had actually no interest in the men. So I was really.
All right, it's very like, yeah.
Love that.
And he was like, you've done really well. Like, would you like a permanent position? Because I was just doing it over the summer. And I was like, I don't really know if I want to. And then he was like, what did you think of the product? Because we'd been told you're allowed to try, like, have, like, I don't know, 3-5 of these shots, I don't know. And he went, what do you think of it? And I went, I didn't try it. And he was like, why? And I was like, because I don't like the idea of vodka and milk in the same thing. Doesn't appeal to me. And he was like, how do you expect to sell this product? Bearing in mind, I'd done really well. He was like, how do you expect to sell this product when you've never tried it? And I went, because I was like 18, I went, I'll lie. And he went, we don't lie to customers. And I was like, I remember being 18, being like, I don't think everybody who's selling things have tried the things they're selling.
No.
And so I was just sat there like, well, okay, well, you're not going to force me to do shots because you think that's a decent thing to do to your customer.
I find this all very sketchy.
Yeah, he had like a ponytail.
Yeah, I find this very
sketchy. In the
back
of a milkshake bar, so it wasn't like.
I even find like offering a full-time job as like a shot girl.
Yeah, as a shot girl, that's not a full-time job.
Can you be
what
get out?
Prospects.
How do you work your way up?
Progression. Yeah.
How do I get to your job? That's what you should have asked. Should we ask?
Yes.
Do you have any other stories for us?
So you have it was a very slidey doorsy moment.
Very slidey door.
Do you have another sliding doors moment?
Then I did so I ended up going back to uni to do French this time. Then did my year abroad, Gap Year. And
where?
In Perpignan, in the south of France.
Ooh.
It was so nice because in my head it was going to be my.
Where's Perpignan?
Laguna Beach.
Sounds delicious.
It's near Montpellier, if you know Montpellier, south of France.
Yeah, I do know a little bit.
Close
of
to.
Like Pyrenees and.
It's right
Provence.
Near the Pyrenees.
Right near the Pyrenees.
And yeah, so I had this year abroad and I met an American.
Ooh.
And it was everything you'd want it to be. He was hairy. He like took me for picnics. He was like,
hairy would not be top of my list.
Love hairy. Honest to God.
Hairy.
But that nice
Four
hairy.
Legs.
Like Hugh
Tail.
Jackman hairy.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's hot.
Not when you have to like look out the window and check for the moon hairy. Like,
was he older?
Only like a year or two.
Okay.
And then it's just an American accent. And I'm such an.
Yeah.
Do we call them Americanophiles? What do we call it when you like love America? Like
we
a Francophile.
Yankophile.
Yankophile. Is that true? No.
No.
Yeah. So I love everything American, apart from sometimes their presidents. And
most of the time
the presidents. And I've always had the Hollywood dream in my head. So I thought, oh my God, this is going to be it. I'm going to move to America with Kevin.
Yes.
And I'm going to live my American dream.
All of your stories are like involving a man. I'm going, this is the dream. I'm moving to Stockport. Yeah. I'm moving to LA.
I'm a typical hussy. And then I got the ick off him. I got that thing where I'm like, done. And so then I didn't want to move. And it wasn't like he was from LA anyway. It would have been somewhere annoying. Well, I don't know if he was. That was the plan in my head. Yeah. I don't know if it was ever the plan in his head.
How did you meet him?
Just because it was like...
You met him and you were like...
There's a few English speakers that had gone over there to do this course. And so he was just one of them. And he was hot, gay and American in this small French town. So I thought, oh, just cling on to that one. Mm. He was really hot, but...
What gave you the ick?
Annoying. It just got annoying. Like, where are you? Where are you? I mean, the town was not very big. So like, look out your window. I'm probably
so
there.
Many places you
probably
can be.
There. Yeah. And it was like, I said to him, I was like, oh, I'm going to go to Barcelona this weekend because you get the train there with my friends. Then he was on the goddamn same train. And it was like, it was not an invite. I was telling you what I'm up to this weekend.
He followed you.
He followed me and it wasn't hot. It wasn't hot.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not your
You
future.
Don't want it.
No. But I think, you know, right now I could be a housewife of Beverly Hills.
Absolutely.
That's what could have happened if I stayed with
Kevin.
I could have been the first gay Real Housewife.
But he would have controlled you. He would never let you be free.
I know.
I think we could probably just like go through all of the men in your life and then be like, what did you envision your life would be like with that one?
No, I
like
did that with them all.
But I did as well. Like, I'm really relating to this because I've done that where you're just like, you're projecting some kind of fantasy onto...
Well, it's like when Lauren chose Jason over Paris, which is a Hills reference, Sarah.
Oh, my goodness.
She got the opportunity to go to Paris and work for Teen Vogue and she turned it down to spend the summer with her boyfriend and then they broke up weeks later. And so she
That's
will...
a terrible choice that she's made.
Yeah.
It was a terrible choice. It was a great episode of TV. It was shocking to everyone.
And the editor of Teen Vogue went... Now you're always going to be known as the girl that didn't go to Paris.
I mean, another
the
one
lines
one
in this
line.
Show, it was just really iconic. Good. It was really iconic.
We should just watch that instead of doing.
I actually think you would love watching that.
We should do a Hills recap show.
We should do it. We should 100% do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Screw this podcast.
No, I love this podcast. Thank fuck for that.
You keep looking behind you.
I keep forgetting what it's called.
I like being here.
I mean, the way I'm sat, I've actually replaced Mickey. It's me and Sarah's podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for that with Sarah Kewis and Stephen Bailey.
Yeah.
So, Mickey, thanks for joining us today. We were just wondering, like, have you had any near misses in your life?
Never.
I never miss.
I never miss. 100% goal.
I get the vibe with you two, like, every day is a near miss.
Oh, yeah.
From, like, disaster. Yeah. Have you ever done that thing? I'm aiming this at you, Sarah Keyworth. I don't know why, Mickey, I'm giving you more, I don't know, credit.
Yeah, all right.
I feel like Sarah is the kind of person that would get to the airport and board the wrong plane. And that would be one of your near misses. Like,
I've done that with a lot of trains.
Yeah, I can believe
I've never done it with a plane, but they stop you, don't they?
I guess so, yeah.
I've gotten the wrong queue at the airport and then realised, like, just before my plane's going to go and then had to leg it over to the right queue.
Yeah.
But it's like when there's a queue of people and they vaguely look like they're going on holiday.
You think,
I'm going on holiday, so we must all be going to the same place. I don't know why they need to have so many planes going out of that building.
There was this planes TikTok of these guys making fun of there were like a bunch of lads, like young boys from America, I think. And they were making fun of their friend, saying like, this is our friend who's the airport dad. And it was just shots of him like looking through the tickets and like double checking the passports. He had all the passports.
And he probably has it in a pouch.
Yeah. And they were just like, all like making fun of him. Like, he's the airport dad, blah, blah, blah. And all the comments were just like people, women who were just like, I want to date this guy.
Yeah.
I'll be the airport mum. Like, I'll be so excited. And I was like, yeah, people find that attractive.
I did a gig in, like, I was flying to a gig last year.
Ooh.
And I got it was Glasgow. And I got to the airport, went to get my passport out and had Louisa's passport.
Oh, Sarah.
Unfortunately, because it was Glasgow, I could use my driving license.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I had her passport, not mine.
That is so lucky. Shocking. That is my hell, because I hate the airport. I'm that person that at security definitely feels like I've got, like, cocaine up my asshole.
Right.
I forgot that I put it there. I've never done cocaine in my life. I'm one of the few that hasn't. But I really feel like as soon as I get there, I'm like, I've got cocaine up my asshole.
Yeah.
Or someone's hid a knife in my shoe.
You just get nervous.
We had that at Glastonbury where they randomly, I did Glastonbury last year, and you drive in and they do random searches of random cars when you're driving into Glastonbury. It's nothing to do with who you are or anything like that. They just stop cars at intervals and check, and they like get all your stuff out, like unrolled or sleeping bags, to see if there's any drugs. And I think it's just like they have to hit a quota. And we knew there was nothing in our car.
But as soon as...
And like, I was so anxious. And I was like, how do I act in this situation? How do I behave? Like, you're trying not to be too, like...
suspicious.
We did have bottles of wine in the car.
So then you're just, like, leaning.
Technically not allowed, but we were like...
Leaning on the car.
I was so stressed. And I was like, why are you stressed? You have nothing illegal with
you. And you watch these Netflix shows where someone's driving someone into the White House in their boot and they have no qualms about it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Or somebody plants something. I thought, well, what if we were in the victim of a big...
And you would be. Yeah. If anyone wants to plant anything, I feel like Louisa and Sarah, very easy marks.
It's full of meth.
Yeah.
My meth bag.
I just want to say that the credit was due because that wouldn't happen to me.
No.
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 Am I right?
Yeah.
I thought you're absolutely right.
Are you an airport dad?
I'm 100% an airport dad.
Yeah, I think I am.
Patrick hands me his passport. And then, like, I have all the tickets, I have the papers.
I don't actually like to travel with my boyfriend because he's not an airport dad. He's actually probably like, you would end up in the wrong queue. He's the type that would sit down and order the full English and a beer
right
5 minutes before the gate closes.
Yeah, like that one.
So I always feel like, should we just do this independently and meet on the plane? Like, that's just how I feel. Yeah.
You're on your own.
Because I'm a big fear of...
I'll see you on holiday.
Like, I'm scared of flying, so I don't... need that added stress. And it's like the only time, I tell you, the only flight I've had where I've not felt like I'm going to shit myself, faint or have a heart attack is when I was flying to Dublin and Peter Barlow from Coronation Street got on and I just thought, Peter Barlow's not going to die on Ryanair. That's the only reason I thought.
It wouldn't kill Peter off.
He's not going to die on Ryanair. He's not going to die on Ryanair.
I get it. No, I quite like being the airport dad. I think I like it because I'm from a family of five captains on a ship, you know? And so I'm the compromiser. So in my family, I never kept a captain because I'm like, well, everyone's already doing it. I'm not going to also raise my voice. That's ridiculous. So with my boyfriend, I get to do it and it feels a bit like someone. I'm responsible.
My mom and my brother are captains and my dad and I are fucking airheads.
I think I'm a captain. Toot, toot.
I think you're a captain.
What is it like going out of a comedian?
Thank you for asking.
We do have to end this.
Oh, we have to end it.
Oh, shit.
Then terrible. Okay, let's move on.
It's already been time. Yeah.
God. Thank you. No, Stephen, we have to ask you, where can people find you? What do you have to plug?
I'm on Instagram at Stephen Comedy and I'm going on tour and everyone should come. I hate the thought of going on tour. I love I like the performance, but the anxiety until every seat is sold is not for me.
Buy tickets,
everybody,
guys.
Buy tickets to Stephen's tour.
Thank you,
buy
Sarah tickets. And Mickey. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Oh my God, thanks for having me.
Bye. Stephen
Bailey.
What a delightful episode.
So delightful. And also, like, we had a lot of crossover reference-wise.
Yes.
So it really brought me back to some of my 2000s days.
Yeah, I felt like you were really vibing with that and I had no idea what was going on.
And you have to check it out.
I'm going
to
watch The Hills.
You have to.
I'm going to go back.
So, yeah, thanks so much again for, and as always, for listening, you guys.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you. We love you.
We like to spend this time with you.
We want you to
write in your ears.
This is very ASMR-y.
It is ASMR-y.
ASMR-y. Yeah, please write to us. Please let us know if you're having a nice time.
Tell us a secret.
Please.
Give us a secret.
Sign up to our Patreon.
Please sign up to our Patreon.
Seriously.
We need you.
Yeah, we need you.
We can't do this anymore.
No, we can't. And we can't. And come to our shows.
Come to see us live.
We're in Edinburgh.
And like we're doing previews.
Spend some time with us.
That's it, I think.
Kiss me on the head.
Here we go. I bet so many people maybe like skip forward just like 54 minutes into the podcast just to hear you perv out at the end.
Just to hear me get my perv on. I don't know what it is. I just feel like I got to get... Just you have to say these things.
You know?
You have to say these things because these things are the kind... Kiss me on the head is the kind of thing that goes unsaid for years and you regret it.
Okay. I feel like if I actually kissed you on the head now, you'd be like, what's happening?
I'd be weirded out.
Yeah, you'd be pretty weirded out. So see, you give me these signals, you put it out in the air,
yell it in
and
your
then
face.
What am I supposed to do with it?
Kiss me on the head.
Thanks guys, thanks for listening.
Thank you everybody.
I'm gonna come in with the end.
No,
you'll hear us next time.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth and produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Kavanaugh.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.